This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. An American pastor, just after being freed by Turkey following 2 years in detention, knelt next to the U.S. president in the Oval Office and prayed for Donald Trump.
Lord God, I ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit on President Trump, that you give him supernatural wisdom to accomplish all the plans you have for this country and for him.
Andrew Brunson, an evangelical Christian, also expressed the appreciation for the strong pressure by the U.S. government on Turkey to win his release. Mr. Trump said he was grateful to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for Andrew Brunson's release. Brunson had been charged with terrorism and espionage in connection with a 2016 failed coup in Turkey. President Trump is weighing in on Saudi Arabia's possible role in the disappearance of a Saudi rider last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. That story now from AP's Ben Thomas.
As of this moment, nobody knows what happened.
But President Trump says it's not looking good for Jamal Khashoggi, and he'd be very upset if it turns out that Saudi Arabia did order his killing. The Washington Post columnist is a U.S. resident and a critic of the Saudi government. Trump says the U.S. response would be tough, but asked whether that might include canceling arms sales, he says,
I actually think we'd be punishing ourselves if we did that.
Trump adds,
if they don't buy it from us, they're going to buy it from Russia, or they're going to buy it from China, or they're going to buy it from other countries.
And that, he says, would cost American jobs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Two blasts in the Somali town of Baidoa have killed at least 16, wounded 30. The Al-Shabaab extremist group, which controlled Baidoa between 2009 and 2012, were being driven out by Ethiopian-backed government forces, have claimed responsibility for the attacks. This is VOA News. Officials in Afghanistan say a motorcycle rigged with explosives detonated at an election rally in the northeast, killing at least 13, including civilians and security forces. AP's Zaria Shackley reporting.
Provincial police in Takhar province said 32 others were wounded when the explosives-laden motorbike parked near the rally blew up. The attack took place before Naziba Yusufi Beg, a female candidate running for a seat in parliament in the October 20 elections, arrived at the rally. It was not immediately clear if she was a target. However, this wasn't the first attack during the political campaign this year. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but last week, Taliban insurgents issued a statement condemning the elections and warning candidates and Afghan security forces that they would be targets if they participate. I'm Zaria Shakili.
United States and the Taliban have held a new round of direct talks in Qatar, with the two sides agreeing to continue the dialogue process to promote a negotiated settlement of the 17-year war in Afghanistan. Taliban representatives told the American delegation the presence of foreign forces in Afghanistan is a major obstacle to peace. There was no immediate U.S. reaction. Pope Francis has defrocked two more Chilean bishops accused of sexually abusing minors, and to show greater transparency about it, he was responding to the church's global sex abuse crisis. He publicly explained why they were removed. Advocates for abuse survivors have long complained about the Vatican's secrecy. Vatican spokesman Greg Burke said there is a new trend in the way the Vatican will announce the results of investigations of bishops accused of abuse.
We have to remember the victims of abuse here. It's important for them to know that someone is no longer a priest, and it's important for them to know why he's no longer a priest, why he's been defrocked. This is even more essential in the case of a bishop.
The Pope has been under fire for his handling of abuse cases for years, but observers say the issue now is threatening his credibility and his legacy. Church's abuse scandal has exploded anew in the U.S., Chile, as well as Germany and elsewhere. Guatemala's volcano of fire spewed ash and lava just months after an eruption killed at least 110. Columns of gray ash billowed 4,600 meters into the air. Authorities urged nearby residents to evacuate. The volcano of fire is one of the more active in Central America. Dozens of people were buried alive, you might remember, or burned beyond recognition in June when the volcano expelled gas and ash and rock, catching residents off guard. This is VOA News.